From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has demanded the independence referendum held Monday in the autonomous northern Kurdish region be annulled, calling it unconstitutional. Final results issued Wednesday showed nearly 93% voting yes for independence. Hindreen Mohammed, head of the Independent High Elections and Referendum Commission, said he congratulated voters on the success of the process. Turnout exceeded more than 70%, but former Ambassador David Mack, a scholar at the Middle East Institute, said vote totals were much higher in the pro-Kurdish provinces of Erbil and Duhok, less so in Sulaymaniyah.
People I have talked to say that the turnout was much lower in Sulaymaniyah. So that's an important factor that needs to be reflected in the analysis on this.
Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani said the goal is to engage in dialogue with Baghdad on eventual secession. Iraq's parliament demanded the prime minister send troops to the Kurdish-held region of Kirkuk to take control of its oil fields. Human Rights Watch has accused Cameroon of forcibly deporting Nigerians who fled Boko Haram insurgent violence. Jerry Simpson heads the group's refugee rights program.
In our report, we have found that the Cameroonian military has been aggressively intercepting and screening Nigerian asylum seekers as they reach remote border areas in Cameroon, torturing people, accusing them of being members of Boko Haram, including women being Boko Haram wives, otherwise assaulting them, making their lives miserable while they trap them in these remote border areas and then violently deporting them back to Nigeria.
Cameroonian authorities denied the allegation, a spokesman saying it's based on nothing, adding the country already hosts nearly 500,000 refugees. This is VOA News. Puerto Rican officials grappling with recovery efforts from two powerful back-to-back hurricanes, Irma and Maria, have called on Washington to lift a ban on foreign shipping between U.S. ports to alleviate fuel, food, water, and medical supply shortages on the Caribbean island. Ricardo Rosello is the U.S. territory's governor.
It was a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane right after another Category 4, Category 5 hurricane. It was a complete devastation across the board in Puerto Rico that really limited our resources and limited our capabilities.
Despite the presence of federal disaster relief officials and the U.S. military, the island of more than 3 million continues to go largely without power. The Trump administration Wednesday proposed admitting no more than 45,000 refugees next year as a security measure. It's the lowest number proposed since the U.S. refugee admission system was created in 1980. Administration officials said Homeland Security is increasingly turning its attention to a backlog of nearly 300,000 seeking U.S. asylum. Militants in Afghanistan used rockets and mortars to attack Kabul's international airport Wednesday, hours after U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived. The assault claimed by both the Taliban and Islamic State. Mattis, who helped devise the latest U.S. strategy in the country, met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and said militants could not hope for a military victory. Also visiting Afghanistan Wednesday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
The attack on the airport is a sign of weakness, not a sign of strength. To attack a civilian airport is a criminal act, is a terrorist act, and it just shows the importance of fighting these kind of organizations in Afghanistan.
Both Western defense leaders pledged continued support for the government and vowed to do everything possible so Afghanistan does not again become a safe haven for terrorists. The president of Central African Republic, Faustin Archange Touadéra, told the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva Wednesday that despite a peace agreement, his country remains in crisis.
Comme je l'ai toujours rappelé,
he said the end of a political transition does not mean the end of a four-year crisis sparked by a Muslim seizure of power. He described the security and humanitarian situation as fragile. The main challenge, he said, was restoring the rule of law. The CAR leader said, among other things, he needs additional UN peacekeepers to quell growing violence. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe Thursday dissolved the lower house of parliament, called for snap elections scheduled October 22nd, as he seeks to extend his time in office. But his ruling Liberal Democratic Party is facing a growing challenge from Tokyo Governor Yukio Koike and her new Party of Hope. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.